Stepping up to the plate, manager with Tyler Loftus, Michael Coleman. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. Now, I'm going to try to get your name right. Alexandre.
Alexandre. You have to think about croissant.
Ooh, that was nice. Varela, I'll just start with there. Noted music producer based in NYC and certainly teaming up with this adventure. Alexandre, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hailing from France?
Yes, yes, yes.
What happened when you were 14 years old?
I signed to Sony Music and I got a chance to record an album with my group, KDD. It was a wonderful experience.
Right. And now you're continuing to record, and this is what brings you to West Michigan. Stand by for more. Mike Coleman, what's going on?
So I've been full-time with Tyler Loftus as an artist and a musician for about 5 years. And he teamed up with Alexandre about 6 months ago. They met at Jojo Mayer's apartment in Manhattan, a really famous drummer who's played with Nina Simone, Dizzy Gillespie, and they kind of hit it off and started working right away. So this is the second time we've flown Alexandre out to Michigan to work with Tyler here on his music project.
That's great. Back to you, Alexandre. Welcome back to Michigan. Specifically, you're hanging out in northern Michigan?
Yes, we've been to Traverse City, and I must say I love Michigan. Very good energy here.
Thank you very much for that. Let's talk a little bit more about you. Have you always been musically inclined?
Yes, I come from a family of musicians. My father is a R&B singer and my sister sings as well. So it was pretty easy to get into the business, I guess.
Great. Tell me more about what your business is.
I'm really a music producer. And so the idea is to find talents in people and to be smart enough to recognize individuality and talent, artistry. Even though sometimes I do several different types of music, but I think talent is the main focus here.
Great. And take us back to that meeting with Tyler Loftus.
It's the type of first encounters that's very natural. You feel something is happening and you don't know what it is yet, and then you start to know the person and also to see what they do. He's obviously a very talented painter. Mm-hmm. And for me to hear about a painter who wants to do music, it's very interesting because I see music as painting sometimes myself. And, I was very curious to hear his music.
Great. Mike, again, remind me about Tyler's upbringing. He's from Michigan.
Yeah, Tyler was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, lived in Grand Rapids, and his family's now in Grand Haven, Michigan. And he left high school early to go to New York, but his childhood was definitely here in West Michigan.
And the times we've talked prior with Tyler and others, that's been basically with his work with the collective.
Yeah, so Tyler started what's called the Collector Show here in Grand Rapids in partnership with Art Prize. And the fifth edition of that show is coming up this fall. So twice a year, he curates about 20 artists from New York City, and he brings that work here to Grand Rapids and shows it alongside Art Prize artists that he curates from.
Alexandre, let's talk about what is happening with your relationship and Tyler. And what, a debut album?
It is a debut album. It's a body of work that Tyler has been working 4 years prior to the day we met. And of course, as a painting, it takes a long time to develop, especially when you care about certain songs. And, and over time, these songs have changed. And I arrived in the project with something that was pretty elaborate. But since I come from the outside, for me, it's the best scenario because I can have a clear picture of what it is, and my role is to bring it to fruition and to have it sounding the best as it can sound while retaining the initial energy of the intention of the song.
Yes. Yeah. And the name of the album is?
The band name is La Calme, and the album is, so far, it's titled Painter.
So the band that we hear is Loch Home.
Yes.
Which means?
Means Lake Home. It was one of the early places where he would practice in high school along the lakeshore in Grand Haven.
Great. So how does it work? How do you work?
So I'm trying to, because I'm an artist as well, yeah. I can...
You say artist, singer, songwriter?
Yeah, I started very early on, obviously, when I was a teenager. And when I turned 20 years old, I decided to produce music for people, especially because I've been behind a microphone. I've been in studio at a very early age. So I kind of use that to work with people. I know how it feels to be behind a microphone. And sometimes it's...
You're doing a good job here.
Thank you. sometimes it's not as easy as we think, and sometimes you have to be patient. And in order to get the most of an artist, you have to know how to work your way around the studio. So for me, it's mainly a work of translation, because as an artist, I see what Tyler wants to do with his music, and I have to bring it to a platform where people can actually feel it. And there are several ways to do that. It's an interesting process, but again, the fact he's a painter, and the fact that I sometimes see music as synesthesia, I see colors with notes, and so there's like a link between him and I where we're talking about art here and colors, and instead of discord or this type of drums, it's more about the end product and how people are going to feel it. So,
will the end product be an album?
It will be an album, and I'm glad to say that for once it won't be something that sounds like most other people's music. We don't have clear references of like, oh, we took this from that and it's directly inspired by this trend, or no, it's not a trend sound. It's actually, hopefully it will be music that lasts for many years, because it's not based on like what is trendy right now, or it's really like something that if you listen to it in 10 years, 20 years, you will probably connect to it. It's a human thing. Yeah.
In your business, do you set a deadline? In other words, have you all said this needs to be released? This says fall of 2017, but do you go and say October 30th is the day?
Not really. My job is to set up structures. So we know we move forward. But thankfully, because of the music industry has changed, we don't really rely on music labels anymore or major companies. So deadlines, we have the luxury to actually be happy whenever it will be done and finished, you know.
Is there a recording actually in a studio?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
It's in a studio. We have a studio situation in New York. Mm-hmm. Also in Michigan, we have a couple of situations where we can explore and play and record.
So you'll be wanting, I mean, obviously this will be a global production. Everyone will benefit. But do you truly want to make sure that the Michiganders are aware of this?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when we talk with Mike and Tyler, most of the times they always remind me then, how you say, Michiganders. They are actually seeking for music all the time, which is, I know music is a big part of the region here. And I like the idea of people still being curious about new stuff. And hopefully they will connect to it. It's something made with lots of honesty, and we try to keep it pure and simple. So no fireworks here, just like, good music from the heart. Hopefully it will connect.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you have to say, Michael Coleman, on behalf of Tyler Loftus, that busy man?
Yeah, he's extremely busy. He runs me ragged. No, I think the really amazing thing that he does is he's so passionate about his work in New York City, but he's also so equally passionate about doing work here in West Michigan. And it's been a tremendous trip for me to go back and forth and see what he's able to give to the region here, both in the visual arts and now musically, and be a part of the Midwest tradition here. So, yeah, it's an exciting ride for me.
A couple minutes left, gentlemen. Alexander, tell me a little bit more about, I mean, are you a perfectionist? Will you be in the recording studio with you over and over? How does that work?
I used to be a perfectionist, but I realized lately that life is not perfect. And if you want to connect with people, mm-hmm. There is this saying that says, what is made with your heart, connects to hearts. So it's like it's more human than before, and it's, for me, it's a process that became more organic rather than perfection. Perfection is not a thing anymore.
Awesome. Any other stories you want to share about growing up in France and your early it looks like you followed your dream.
Kind of. I think overall, music has been the best education. I had to stop school pretty early on, and it's not, of course, something that I recommend to people, but I think I've went to the University of Life. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm from a hometown called Toulouse in France. It's in the south. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I find similarities with Michigan and my hometown. Yeah. Because it's not Paris, it's the province. So it's a small town. Mm-hmm. But I do recognize people. And the thing I will remember from being around Michigan is that mm-hmm. people are people, and you will find the same people all over the world. It's just a thing. It's very interesting.
That's great. Yeah. So are you based in New York City for good?
I am. Yeah, I'm in New York and doing my thing there.
Great. Mike Coleman, what are your final words on behalf of this project and Tyler Loftus?
Yeah, so you'll be able to follow on tylerloftus.com as well as his Instagram, which is his band name, Lochame, LOCHHAME. And you can follow both his painting career and his music career there. And there's a lot of really exciting stuff going on both in New York and here.
So let us know when the production is ready. Alexander, tell me where do we find out more about you?
You can go on the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Alexandre, DR at the end, 06, and you'll find some of the music.
Great. All right, keep up your good work. You're going to hang around Michigan for a couple days here.
Yes, we will.
Then head back. All right, guys, thank you. Again, on behalf of Tyler Loftus, Croissant. Alexandre Varela, noted music producer, very lucky to share your story. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.